FM 89.9 in Santa Cruz. 24 hours of easy listening and beautiful music, featuring comprehensive commentary on the news and issues of real importance. We're covering the Central California coast with the best for your listening pleasure. Commercial free and nonprofit, this is KFBR 89.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg, who's the former senior editor of the New American magazine, has worked for Republic magazine and another of other magazines. And certainly he's a prolific writer, has written, I think, six different books. And he certainly writes frequently the newsletters. He writes our monthly newsletter. Well, William, what are we going to be talking about tonight?
It's always a blessing to be with you, and I find myself reflecting once again on the deathless wisdom of John Adams' observation.
Can you speak just a little louder?
I sure can.
Okay, go right ahead.
I've been given opportunity recently to reflect once again upon the deathless wisdom of John Adams when he said, "Great is the guilt of an unnecessary war," and we're seeing the metastasizing consequences of probably the single biggest geostrategic mistake, if you want to characterize it that charitably, in the history of the American government. That was the 2003 invasion and occupation of Iraq. You could say actually this mistake or this crime began back in 1990 when the first Bush administration signaled to Saddam that it would countenance an invasion and occupation of Kuwait. There were some legitimate grievances on the part of Iraq with respect to their relations with Kuwait as a result of another large crime that was the Iraq-Iran War of the 1980s, which had been supported, sustained, and abetted by Washington with the invaluable help of the Soviets. The United States, the Soviet Union, who were ostensibly Cold War rivals, were at one time or another simultaneously arming Iraq and also on the part of the United States giving Iran defensive weapons to keep the carnage going. That set in motion a whole train of economic consequences with respect to the oil economy that eventually yielded a conflict between Iraq and Kuwait over the matter of pricing and accounts and indebtedness for oil transactions. That conflict really was one that we shouldn't have gotten involved in, and so it would have been entirely appropriate for the first Bush administration to say to Iraq, this is your affair, we're going to stay out of it. Unfortunately, what happened is that this was taken as a green light for an invasion of Kuwait that was then used as a rationale for a war against Iraq that erupted in January of 1991, and we have never ceased being at war with or in Iraq. For more than a generation now, for 23 years, the United States government and whatever ostensible allies we can either browbeat or bribe into pretending as if they support us has been involved in conflict with the government of Iraq or successor elements of Iraqi society. And now we see the United States acting through NATO, which is a regional affiliate of the United Nations, preparing to deal with the so-called Islamic State, which is a movement that coalesced out of elements that have been supported and funded by the CIA and armed and trained by the CIA, targeting the Islamic State in Iraq and in Syria. And we find ourselves now confronting the prospect of active military, on-the-ground military hostilities in Iraq and in Syria, while at the same time there's still this effort to provoke some kind of a conflict with Russia. There's been a ceasefire that was signed in the Ukraine, and so perhaps the pot's gone off the boil, or it's been turned down to simmer on that front. But we find ourselves here facing the prospect of an unprecedented geographic expanse of active military conflict, including potential conflict with the one government on Earth that can actually do us injury, and that's the government of the Russian Federation. So we're really in a mess.
And I certainly concur with you and share your concern. And I don't think that the average American really realizes the severity of the problems we're facing. We'll be back in just a moment with William Creek.
Silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest, William Craig, is talking about the corruption of the group that is leading the Islamic world today, and how this new group, the ISIS, or whatever you want to call it, was certainly created by our own government, and now certainly we're being held up certainly as the center of this whole world Islamic movement, or at least the Islamic movement in the Middle East with which we are coming into conflict with. And he's telling about a movie that came out a few years ago. And what was the name of the movie, and what was the message of that movie, William?
Yeah, it was the third installment of the Iron Man franchise, starring Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark, who was sort of the scion of a very wealthy, very innovative arms engineer, somebody who was involved in the creation and manufacturing of armaments. He was an inventor who was part of the effort to up-arm the United States during World War II, and he inherited this. Tony Stark became disillusioned with being part of the military-industrial complex, and he created an exoskeleton that allowed him to fly and become a one-man army, essentially. And so he's known as Iron Man. And in the third installment of this film, he was facing off against the figure regarded as his nemesis, this individual called the Mandarin, who is this Middle Eastern, vaguely Asian, perhaps Middle Eastern, somewhat Levantine terror chieftain who would broadcast these videos where he would chastise and rebuke the United States for its iniquity. And then he would promise and deliver on his promises of committing these lurid acts of conspicuous evil and terrorism. And eventually, in the course of the film, Tony Stark stalks the Mandarin to his lair, and he finds that he's actually a seedy, dissolute, drug-addicted British actor by the name of Toby, who'd been cast in this role to produce these videos and put the public face of cartoonish evil on what was actually a plot that was being run by people who were connected to the government through the military-industrial complex. And so when I see these videos put out by ISIS, or the Islamic State, where we're told they behead American journalists, they're threatening to behead now a British journalist. We don't know whether these people were killed, but they were certainly not killed on camera. And we hear the accent of the ringleader here unmistakably being the product of suburban London. I can't help but be reminded of that movie. I never saw the whole thing. I have six kids. They've all seen it, which means I've seen parts of it. But I thought that it was really clever on the part of the filmmakers in crafting a story that was based around the idea of a false flag and a false front, using terrorism as a foil to bring about certain political and corporate developments that would be engendered, it would be propelled, rather, by the public revulsion over these acts of terrorism by this distant, apparently omnipotent enemy. It's the same thing I'm seeing with ISIS right now. Just within the last week, of course, you have Prime Minister Cameron over in Great Britain putting on his Churchillian drag and talking about this group as if they threaten the world, which they manifestly do not. We've been told that at any time we can expect these people to come across the Atlantic or come across the southern border and take down our power grid and start wreaking havoc on our military bases as if we're completely helpless. I don't doubt for a second that the people running ISIS, whatever their origins, however they end up doing what they're doing, I don't doubt for a second that their ambitions are evil. I don't doubt for a second that their deeds are evil. I believe, at least some of what I've read regarding what they have done in those areas of Iraq and elsewhere in the Middle East where they've actually claimed seized control. These are people, of course, who use violence as their method. One of the reasons why they've been able to gain so much traction is because they have the sympathy of the Sunnis in Iraq who have been treated horribly by the Shiite government that was installed by the United States with a Sharia-compliant constitution after the United States uprooted Saddam Hussein, who served the purposes of the people running the United States government as their cat's paw for a number of decades, then apparently had leaped the length of his tether and started to snarl by threatening to conduct business in the petroleum market in some currency other than the Federal Reserve note. And, of course, when that happens, they have to be taken out. That's one of the reasons why he was taken out. That's one of the reasons I'm convinced why Gaddafi was taken out. And in the course of taking out Gaddafi, the United States government actively promoted and empowered the group that is now known as ISIS, the various al-Qaeda affiliates that have sprung off from it. So I don't think we're dealing here with something that is completely the creation of the United States and its allies, but in the substantive sense, in a preponderant fashion, if you will, they are materially the offshoot of American policy. They may have taken on a life of their own. That's something that Frankenstein monsters tend to do. But the way that they're being used, of course, right now is this great morality play. We're being told that we have to set aside whatever agendas we might have or whatever priorities we cherish to deal with the urgent and preemptive necessity of beating back this existential threat to our way of life. That's something that Secretary Hagel was saying, that we've never been threatened before the way that we're threatened by this group of people. That's exactly what we were being told 12 years ago, 13 years ago, rather, about the Taliban in Afghanistan, which is another group of people who are brought to power with the connivance of the United States and who are working with the United States government up to July or August of 2001, receiving funding through various American agencies for drug eradication efforts. The same thing that's going on right now with ISIS. They're actually burning marijuana fields in the areas that they supposedly liberate. There are really interesting parallels between the Taliban and ISIS. The biggest differences that I see is that ISIS tends to be more media savvy in a way that, to my cynical eyes, testifies that they've been getting a lot of high profile and high value advice from the people who were in charge of shaping the American mind through advertising and propaganda. It wouldn't surprise me at all if we could uproot the the influences that have brought the Taliban into existence and find out that they've been getting advice on PR campaigns and sloganeering and the use of the media from people involved in Western public relations, the way that the Kuwaiti royal family did in 1990 and 1991. Many people remember the stories of the babies being ripped out of incubators by the invading Iraqi forces. This is basically an updating of the propaganda being put out by the British government, by certain West American interests during World War One, talking about the marauding Huns in Belgium, emasculating young boys and sexually mutilating young women. And, of course, there's no truth to that. I mean, war is horrible. Horrible things are done by people in wartime, and the German army was no exception to that. But it's not as if these people had completely repudiated any semblance of humanity and were behaving like insensate beasts. And that's the same thing we were told during the build-up to the Iraq War in 1991. And I don't doubt for a second that you've got certain people scripting the actions of ISIS, their leaders, in order to fit that character, to fit that template. That's the way that they're being portrayed now in the Western media. And this is being used as a goad in order to bring about a disposition on the part of the public for re-engagement in Iraq and general engagement in Syria. Bear in mind, about a year ago, we were being told that we had to bomb Assad and ally with the people who are now ISIS in order to uproot the Assad regime. Now we're being told that we have to bomb the people we were allied with against Assad a year ago. That's just a very familiar application of the Orwellian dynamic of the tripartite war, where yesterday's ally is today's enemy and vice versa. And every time we switch sides, we're told that, well, no, we've always been allies with the ally of the week. But what's happening in Wales with the summit, the NATO summit, should be of immediate importance to anybody with even a vestigial loyalty to the idea of an independent American constitutional republic. These people are making decisions regarding war and peace in which our elected representatives will basically have no say. That's one of the reasons why for the last 60-some-odd years, give or take, the United States, almost 70 actually, the United States has not been we've been involved in constant warfare, but the United States Congress has not been actively involved in declaring war, that is to say, exercising its definitive constitutional function, deciding whether the government of the United States is going to be engaged in warfare against the governments of other countries. That's something that has been repudiated practice, apparently, and is simply not done anymore. And one of the concepts that the Founding Fathers, John Adams among them, urged upon the American Republic in its infancy was that the legislature had to have that defining role, because the executive power, whether you're talking about a king, you're talking about a monarch or an executive president, is always going to be finding excuses to get the government, get the kingdom, the country involved in war. And the legislature would supposedly be more austere and more judicious, more deliberative in making those decisions. That the legislature would be a check rein on the impulse to take the country to war, whereas the president of the United States would be more eager to do so given the opportunity. What's happened is there's been something of a role reversal here. It's not as if Barack Obama is all diffident about the exercise of executive power. This is somebody who uses drones in overseas military operations every single week. There was a drone bombing just yesterday, from what I understand, in Somalia. And I don't doubt for a second that drone bombings are continuing in Pakistan, which is supposedly an ally of the United States in the war against terror, as it's called. But in the case of what's going on with ISIS and some of the other things that are happening in the world, Obama has been a lot more reluctant to engage the United States, perhaps, than would be suitable for the interests of the Republicans on Capitol Hill. And most of what Obama has done with respect to drone bombing campaigns, and with respect to the undeclared war in Libya that helped to create ISIS about 3 years ago, most of this has been carried out under the terms of the so-called authorization for the use of military force from September of 2001, just a couple of weeks after the 9/11 attacks. And that document, the AUMF as it's called, is essentially an enabling act. If you read German history, the enabling act was the legislative initiative through which the Reichstag alienated its powers to the chancellor, who was Adolf Hitler, and set in motion the legal machinery that resulted in totalitarianism. That's what the authorization to use of military force in 2001 amounts to. Well, strangely enough, now you have the Republicans in Congress talking about the second authorization for use of military force, which is, of course, a rubble-bouncing gesture of redundancy, because if you've already given all your power over the president, why do you have to give it to him again? It's just an indecent eagerness on the part of Congress to create a tyrannical executive.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, the this is Dr. Stan William is simply saying that the Republicans and in Congress certainly seem to be pushing this idea that we should certainly let NATO help make the decisions as far as America getting involved with military activity and justifying what's going on over the Middle East today. Pick up the story there, William.
Yeah, not only in the Middle East, but of course in the horrible conflict that's going on in Ukraine and in Russia's near abroad. And we just saw over the last couple of days where a new rapid reaction force has been created through NATO with the specific intention of trying to force Russia to back down. And this is done concomitantly with the announcement of the provision of what is described as lethal and non-lethal aid to the U.S.-aligned regime in Kiev. It's an elected government that replaces a government that was installed by U.S.-backed coups, so it's a dubious imperative. But this H.R. 11, this proposed authorization for use of military force in the interest of the ongoing terror war, is intended, as I read it, to be the type of document that would make this war permanent and institutionalized. For as long as any of us can see into the future, assuming Jesus tarries, the United States government is always going to be at war against somebody somewhere. When it talks about emerging terrorist groups, take a look at the language here. There's specific groups that are part of the demonology we've all been fed, beginning, of course, with ISIS, but also Al-Qaeda and Boko Haram. Boko Haram, of course, had its moment of fame or infamy earlier this year. And any other emerging regional terrorist groups that share a common violent extremist ideology. In other words, if there's a tremor of organized hostility toward the United States that savors of Islamic extremism, as long as such a movement either exists or potentially could coalesce, this measure, if enacted by Congress, and I suspect it will be, given the current temperament on Capitol Hill, the way that the public is being manipulated into a frenzy of indignation over ISIS, if this is passed, as long as there is even a suspicion of a potential emerging terrorist group that has that ideological flavor, then the United States government is going to be on a war footing. And what happened when the first AUMF, Authorization for Use of Military Force, was enacted back in September of 2001, many people, myself among them, said, this basically is a blank check for a war that will last for a generation or so. That's the rhetoric that started to come out of the Bush administration at the time. You had Vice President Cheney and then Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice talk about the long war, how this is going to be a generational conflict. And what's happened is that even without a subsequent September 11th type incident, we've seen how the United States government, on the basis of this threat that is largely of its own manufacture, has now renewed this generational war. We're half a generation away. Generations usually consider 20 or 25 years. So we're 13 years out from September 11th. The resonance of that horrible morning really isn't particularly strong right now. But on the basis of a couple of very dubious videos and what could be a couple of horrible murders, I will stipulate that if these two journalists were done in the way that we're told that they were done in, that's among the most horrible things that ever happened. And the people responsible for that, of course, should be captured, prosecuted, and punished. But on the basis of these two acts, and there was a Syrian journalist who was reportedly captured by this group and then beheaded a couple of weeks earlier. That's not by any means been something that's captured the imagination of the American public. We tend to be very provincial about things of that sort. That's not necessarily a bad thing. We should be more concerned about people with whom we're closely associated, with whom we have a natural affinity. But the point I'm making is that you have a couple of grotesque alleged murders here. And on that basis, rather than on some hugely unsettling violent shock, like a September 11th type attack, we've seen how the large and unwieldy beast of public opinion can be manipulated in the direction of resuming some kind of post-September 11th type permanent war footing. And with that is going to come in its train all kinds of horrible things. We've seen just in the last couple of years a lot of concern over the use of drones, over the all-encompassing surveillance state, over the militarization of the domestic police. These concerns, I suspect, are going to prove evanescent if we see the United States government, Congress, media, all start plying the public with war propaganda that's a very swift solvent of inhibitions about government power. I suspect that a large portion of the public is going to fall prey to this. And I'm really worried about the prospect that we'll end up with the worst of both possible worlds, which would be some kind of active and bloody war overseas, coupled with a particularly nasty economic collapse. I think that we're headed for that as well. These two things combining will yield something that is too horrible to contemplate, but I think we're going to live through it.
Well, our guest, of course, is William Grigg. We'll be back here in just a moment for the last half of the program.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the field,
by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is RadioLiberty.com.
Hold on, Billy. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and William is certainly talking about how there's new legislation that is being considered, which would make certainly America's foreign policy decisions as far as war subservient to those of NATO. Go right ahead.
Yeah, the UNPA, the United Nations Participation Act, was intended to give the President of the United States the standing permission to invoke America's international obligation to justify unilateral deployment of the military in the service of the UN or its affiliates. The first time that was invoked was by Truman back in 1950 to justify getting the United States involved in the Korean War without authorization from Congress. Form of a declaration of war. What Truman said was that by virtue of the fact that we have this alliance called NATO and the international obligations that are attendant to our agreement through that treaty, I, as the chief executive of the United States, acting through that treaty, and pursuant to the United Nations Participation Act, can elect to send U.S. troops to take part in a police action. This isn't a war. This is a new type of adventure called a police action. Of course, that's a cynical and dishonest way of describing it. I don't want to give the impression that in spite of the fact that the Congress of the United States has declared war with austere frequency over the course of our national history, I don't want to give the impression that the government of the United States has been reticent about ignoring the limitations on its powers, the constitutionally prescribed mechanism for committing itself to war. But what's happened is that since the United Nations Participation Act was enacted and the United States became involved improvidently in NATO back in 1949, since that time Congress has been almost entirely cut out of the loop. So we end up with questions that reflect Congress's subordination here. And now you have a measure that is being promoted by a conservative Republican in the House of Representatives. Think about that for a second. House of Representatives is supposed to be the most immediately accountable branch of the national government. The people elected to that body stand for election every 2 years. They're supposed to go out to the districts and meet with the public directly. They're supposed to be the most sensitive to public opinion within their districts. The districts are supposed to be drawn in such a way that there's a certain intimacy of association with your representative. That becomes a little bit troublesome out here in the West, where a district can be huge, can be as big as some states. But the idea, in any case, is that they should be more receptive to feedback from the public in whose name they're going to enact measures that deal with mulcting our revenue or perhaps sending our children into battle, sending our children overseas to kill and die. And in spite of that, you've got a conservative Republican, somebody who professes fealty to the Constitution and the cause of small government, limited government, and all this, from Virginia, which really, with Boston, is really one of the parentage of freedom, who's proposing a measure that would be an open-ended declaration of war through NATO, with NATO making these decisions in collaboration with the president and alienating more or less permanently the role of the Congress of the United States, deciding whether or not we're going to go to war. And NATO is nothing if not ambitious in terms of what they're prescribing for themselves as a new role. The Globe and Mail out of Canada today had a pretty good piece talking about the deliberations right now over in Cardiff. Faced with a pivotal moment for world security, NATO members are vowing to reinvent the military alliance. Let me stop right there. Most people assume that NATO was put together in order to arrest Soviet expansion in Europe. We talked about this before. It bears repeating. That's the way that it was sold to the public, but the purpose of NATO was to be a regional affiliate of the United Nations. So they're always reinventing themselves in order to provide a rationale for their continued existence. NATO members are vying to reinvent the military alliance in a bid to end the bloody struggle with Russia over Ukraine's future and to halt the spread of brutal Islamist terror across Iraq and Syria. In a joint editorial, British Prime Minister David Cameron and U.S. President Barack Obama vowed to stand together on both fronts, supporting the partners who are taking the fight to ISIS on the ground, as we have done by stepping up support for Kurdish and Iraqi security forces. They added, "We meet at a time when the world faces many dangerous and evolving challenges. To the east, Russia has ripped up the rule book with its illegal self-declared annexation of Crimea and its troops on Ukrainian soil threatening and undermining a sovereign nation state." The latter, by the way, is debatable. We don't know to what extent there have been direct Russian incursions into Ukraine. We do know, however, that there are American military advisors on the ground in Kiev, and they have no business being there. I will stipulate to the fact that Russia has no business being on the soil of Ukraine unless they've been invited in by people who have decided to withdraw from Ukraine and create their own independent sovereignty within the boundaries of what had been that country. Unless they're invited in, or unless they have treaty rights. And they do have treaty rights to be in Crimea. That's something that's not being widely acknowledged here. But they do have treaty rights under a 1994 pact that was signed by Boris Yeltsin and John Major and Bill Clinton's emissary that recognized the fact that there are Russian installations in the southeastern part of Ukraine that have been there since before the Soviet period. So it's not as if it's a novel thing that you have Russians on the ground in Ukraine, whether they're actually involved in direct military interaction, hostile conflict, and lethal operations against Ukrainian forces. That's a contestable thing. But one of the things that should be noted here, when they accused Russia of of ripping up the rule book with an illegal self-declared annexation of Crimea. We have to put that in the context of the actions of the United States and the European Union in overthrowing an elected government in Kiev. If you're going to lambaste the Russians for abetting the independence, the referendum for independence in Crimea, as intolerable intervention in the affairs of a sovereign country, you really cannot exempt the United States and the European Union from criticism for doing something even more outlandish, even more outrageous. Yeah. They added, still no plans to intervene militarily in Ukraine. It remains to be seen whether NATO's ongoing reinvention is up to the task of pushing back against Russia's challenges. One of the major reforms emerging from the NATO summit will be the creation of a spearhead reaction force of 4,000 to 5,000 troops, marking an historic shift to the defense of Europe as the alliance's central concern once again. So they're trying to reconfigure or repurpose NATO once again with reference to containing Russia. In this case, you're talking about Russia that does not have a Warsaw Pact bumper between itself and Western Europe. The Warsaw Pact is gone. It's been gone now for a generation. Most of the Warsaw Pact nations are now part of NATO, and there have been overtures to entities within Russia's near abroad, including Georgia, which is part of the Partnership for Peace. It's been part of the Partnership for Peace now for about 17 years. That's another group, another ad hoc group within NATO. All these gestures by NATO don't take into account the fact that Russia has not been expanding. Russia has been contracting in terms of its geopolitical military posture in Eastern and Central Europe. They're acting as if Russia is rampant, as if the Russian bear is on its hind legs threatening Europe, and is doing no such thing. Yeah, you may not agree that what it's doing in Ukraine is justifiable. I think its actions have been typically cynical and objectionable. But it's not as if this is an insurgent power that threatens the peace and stability of the region. That's simply not the case. This new rapid reaction force can be deployed within 48 hours to hotspots, given the 28-member military alliance with significant presence in whatever region is the target of destabilization. The speed with which Russian forces infiltrated Ukraine's Crimea region at March has focused minds of NATO on speeding up its ability to respond if a similar crisis occurred on NATO territory. NATO's existing response force takes 5 days for the first units to arrive. The reason why they were able to respond, the Russians were able to respond so quickly in March, is because they were reinforcing an existing garrison. That's something that most people ignore, is the fact that garrison is something that Russia was guaranteed by treaty. They were not infiltrating a region of Ukraine. They were reinforcing an existing garrison because they were concerned about the prospect of what happened in Kiev spreading and destabilizing the entire country and putting at risk the security of the southeastern Ukrainian Russian-speaking Slavophile population. That's something that I think is a reasonable concern. I don't think that necessarily everything they did was justifiable, but I can understand their concern here. But it's very doubtful at all, as to any reasonable mind, that you'd have something similar happen to a NATO member country. Vladimir Putin does many things, most of them contemptible, but he's not stupid. No, he's not going to create a situation by aggressing against a NATO member state that would turn the world against him when already the world is being taught to look upon Russia right now as the aggressor. NATO appears to have shelved a proposal to permanently station alliance troops at new bases along its eastern flank, a measure sought by members such as Poland as a means of providing a deterrent to further Russian aggression. I want to stop once again here. Further Russian aggression. We're not confronting clear and convincing evidence that Russian aggression has taken place. There's a measure before Congress. We talked about this, Dr. Stan, a measure before the Senate, rather. Talking about reigning in Russian aggression as if it were an accomplished and indisputable fact that Russia has been behaving aggressively. And that's the measure that brought about this new wave of sanctions against Russia, which are bellicose acts. When you're clamping down an embargo, when you're imposing sanctions on a country, you're engaging in something that is at its most favorable, would be considered an overture, a precursor to war. Member countries such as Germany rejected the idea of stationing alliance troops in Poland because such a move could provoke Moscow. Of course, that's a reasonable concern. Canada was also wary of the proposal to permanently station NATO troops in new bases because there was insufficient detail on which allies might pay the bills or contribute troops and what the rules of engagement would be. NATO was still hammering out the details, but is hoping to set up as many as 5 staging bases or forward operating locations to supply a new rapid reaction force the alliance is establishing to rush troops to hotspots. Locations being considered for pre-positioning equipment range from Poland, the Baltic states, as well as Romania. NATO also wants to set up a supply base in Turkey, but as of Thursday night, it was not certain the Turks would agree. It's interesting, Turkey is a member state of NATO. It's, to the best of my knowledge, the only Islamic state that is a member state of NATO. These supply hubs would not be regular military bases, but permanently stationed troops, but places to store military equipment that the Rapid Reaction Force could draw upon in time of need. They've got those same kinds of bases in the stands, if you will, that region of Soviet Central Asia that leads down to Afghanistan. They were called lily pads back in the early years of this century, back in the 2003-2004 era. And they were set up in that area with the active cooperation of Putin when he was Russian president the first time. This is basically an adaptation of the same idea. This time they're targeting Russia rather than cooperating with Russia. Canada, and then there's a little bit more in this story talking about Canada's specific role. What really astounds me about all this is that people who read this and accept at face value the headlines that they're seeing or the news flashes that they'll see on Fox or on CNN or on MSNBC, you just look at it superficially, you're seeing Russia as the insurgent, and this is a desperate set of countermeasures to deal with Russian aggression. It would be interesting to see how many people could have the capacity to consider the counterfactual here. If you had, rather than Russia dealing with a crisis in Ukraine, if you had the United States dealing with a crisis in Mexico, say, 2 decades in, if, for instance, Russia or China or the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, the SCO, had gotten involved in economic and political outreach to Mexico and Central America, and suddenly they destabilized a U.S.-friendly regime in Mexico City, and they announced that they were going to start pre-positioning SCO troops, or whatever the military equivalent would be, in places like, say, Guatemala and Cuba and Belize, and perhaps even annexing a little bit of territory within Mexico proper, just in order to come to the aid of their pet government in Mexico City if they fell prey to American aggression. Now, how would the United States react to the situation of that sort? I think that that's how people ought to look upon this, if they have the moral imagination necessary to apply consistent moral reasoning, irrespective of the identity of the parties involved. And I don't want, once again, to leave people with the impression that I think that Vladimir Putin is in some sense commendable. He's not. He's a veteran of the KGB. The KGB was and is a horrible organization, worst of its kind in recorded history. You don't climb to the top of the bloody pole of leadership in Russia unless you've done some horrible things, unless you're willing to do some horrible things. But he's rational, and he's not an ideologue. And the Russians, by and large, if you take a look at any of the cultural indicators, the Russians, for all the horrible things that have happened in that country recently, have a more vivid awareness of just how evil uninhibited government can be. And I don't think the American public really realizes the extent to which there's been, if you will, sort of a do-si-do in this long, cynical dance between the United States and Russia and the former Soviet Union. We seem to have traded places here. Now, Washington is the crusading ideological power, you know, championing the idea of global revolution, and Russia is simply trying to hold the line against the ideological ambitions of Washington. Not to say that Russia's government is any better than ours is, but in order to have the type of scenario that would lead to a general and devastating war, you have to have the two parties who are both in the wrong here. That's what I see happening right now, and it's alarming to me to see the Congress doing everything it can to remove any impediment to war rather than standing up for the Constitution.
Well, I share your concern, William, but before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your website, how they can get the books that you've written, how they can listen to your radio programs, how they can get to your PayPal button.
I really appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My chief outlet is still my blog. It's called Pro Libertate, and you can find it at freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Or go to Google or Bing or some other search engine and type in my name, William N. Grigg, and Pro Libertate should be the first return. Let's get freedominourtime.blogspot.com. I update it about twice a week. The essays tend to be about 2,000 words in length. There's a PayPal button at the right-hand margin of the page and at the bottom of every essay. And there's also a button for those who would like to contribute by way of Bitcoin. And we really appreciate, speaking on behalf of Corinne and our six kids, we really appreciate all the help that we get from your generous listeners, Dr. Stan. It's literally been a lifesaver. I contribute also to the LewRockwell.com website at lewrockwell.com. He's the head of the Von Mises Institute in Alabama. And my radio program is called Freedom Zealot Radio. It's broadcast every Saturday night at 8 o'clock Mountain Time or 7 o'clock Pacific Time on the Liberty News Radio Network. You go to libertyroundtable.com. That's the website that's sort of the flagship for the Liberty News Radio Network. In the upper right-hand quadrant of the page, there's a Listen Live Now button. Click on that at 8 o'clock Saturday night Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Pacific. And if you go to my main page, once again, Pro Libertate, the blog, at the bottom of every essay, there's a link to the podcast, the archived podcast of the previous week's program. And so the central outlet for everything I do is still the Pro Libertate blog, freedominourtime.blogspot.com.
And William does a great job of analyzing what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into a difficult and very dangerous position. Our leaders seem to be intent upon having America go halfway around the world to fight wars, to bring freedom, as we're losing freedom in our own communities. Certainly the government is watching everything that people are doing. And I'm very concerned about what's happening.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
And the semblance of freedom could not last.
God bless.
This is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you out across America who listen to our programs to help us finance our radio programs and the radio network, where certainly in the afternoon, in the evening, we have networks of 13, 14 different stations where certainly our message is getting out, but it's an expensive proposition to do this and to maintain the internet and maintain shortwave and satellite. So if you are in a position financially to help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And Cindy, what can you do? Well, of course, you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and contribute monthly, or you can make a donation. You can get the books and the DVDs that we offer, four CD sets. We have a great deal of information. And of course, if you'd like a catalog, just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you a catalog. Or go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, where we have all of the various books and four CD sets and DVDs listed. So basically, of course, our website is RadioLiberty.com, and we do hope that you'll go there, and certainly you can watch our DVDs, many of them. You can certainly listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day and archive 24 hours a day. You can certainly read our newsletters, and although William Craig is writing the newsletter at the present time, why, of course, we have the ones that I've written going back to the mid-1990s, and they will help you better to understand the subversive group that controls both political parties and makes mockery of the political process. Now, if you haven't read my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness, you really need to get it, because it will introduce you to the subversive group, and it will explain to you why they do what they do. Why do they do what they do? Because, of course, they are certainly spiritually energized by Lucifer. They are spiritually energized by Lucifer. We are involved in a supernatural battle. Many people will try to tell you that there are certain beings and UFOs, and they come from other galaxies, other parts of the universe. And, well, there are certainly strange things, but they do not come from other parts of the galaxy. They come from right here. They come from the spiritual dimension. And there really is a spiritual battle between good and evil, between God and Satan. The average individual finds it difficult to believe, but if you study what's going on today, you begin to see God's hand in so much of what is going on. And what we need, of course, is for you to get the information and then to get it to others. The only thing that is going to save America will be a great revival. I don't see any evidence now, but we tell people to get on their knees and pray for revival, because God has a plan. I mean, certainly the leaders of the Brotherhood of Darkness have a plan. The communists have a plan. There are all sorts of groups out there with their individual plans as to what should be done. But ultimately, God will make the decision. And what you have to understand, as I've learned after 52 years of study, is that many times God will use evil people to pursue his goals. I think this is what's happened, certainly in large part with the setting up of the State of Israel. But he intended to set up the State of Israel. He has set up the State of Israel. But the people who are running it are labor Zionists, and they are inherently evil. And so that has nothing to do with the Jewish people. The average Jew doesn't understand why his government doesn't suddenly do what is logical to avoid wars and conflicts. Well, this is the time I need to remind you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us
data showing that that fluoride, like lead and mercury and a number of other things, damage the brains of the children. So the co-author in the article you were talking about, Choi et al., was talking about chemical brain drain. Is that if you want your country to survive in the 21st century and lead the world as we have in the last 2.5 centuries, then you cannot damage the brains of the population, especially the children. And that's what we're doing. We're doing it with food additives, we're doing it with mercury fillings, and we're doing it by putting chemicals in the water that are demonstrably harmful to the brains of the children.
And is this actually what the gentleman who, from Harvard actually said in this article?
It's actually a lady, but yes, that she basically took a bunch of studies, 37, I think she started with, and then all the ones that were kind of weak and not well controlled, she eliminated those and ended up with about 25. And then she showed that, you know, and she took the best of the information that we have, and that's how science is, and showed that there was a very regular incremental decrease in IQ with increasing levels of exposure to fluoride.
A decreased level of IQ with exposure to fluoride, and why are we hearing about this?
Well, the people that are promoting fluoride in our water supply absolutely, utterly refuse to address any of the science involved. You know, fluoride is a very poisonous substance. If you don't believe me, open up a Webster's Dictionary. It says a powerful protoplasmic poison. And, you know, we're protoplasm, so it says it's a powerful poison for humans. And it's no different than all the rest of the things that we've discovered in the last century. You know, that lead was damaging the children, and mercury was damaging the children, and pesticides were damaging the children. But, you know, industry and people that have the stuff to get rid of, or who profit from making the stuff, immediately start cranking out all these phony baloney studies. They say, oh, that's not, it's no different than cigarettes, or, you know, oh, smoking can be harmful to you. Oh, no, it's not. We've got this study that was done by R.J. Reynolds that says it's not. So it goes on and on and on. Is it they say, we say. But there's no question, if you give a rat one part per million fluoride, it has damage to its brain.
Well, let me just point out, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to verify this, if you have a computer, go up on Google and just write in, Harvard study shows that certainly fluoride damages the brain of children. Now, we'll actually get you the exact title and the author here as we go into this. But you, fortunately, if you have the access to the Internet, I found the article today. Simply, Harvard study shows damage to the brain. And of course, it's much more prevalent against the black, and it's just, and the tragedy is it leads to social responsibility, which is why almost 40% of all the people in federal prison today are black, because of course of the
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. It's patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlicime also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlicime in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlicime now. Garlicime, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
1,000 gallons in an average house will go through that in 3 months.
Hold that thought, We'll be back in just a moment. And our guest, of course, is David Kennedy, Dr. David Kennedy, who's pointing out that there's this recent study out of Harvard that's basically a cumulative analysis of some 25 studies, and they all come to pretty much the same conclusion, that fluoride damages the brain. Certainly, if you take a rat and you give it a fluoride, sodium fluoride in minuscule amounts, it'll damage the brain in rats. It'll damage the brains of children. And so there are all sorts of studies where they compare children who actually drink fluoridated water and don't, and the IQ is much lower when they drink the fluoridated water. David, you go right ahead with your story.
Yeah, well, the choice study was actually a kind of a pivotal point in the argument, if you will. There really is no argument, but, you know, that it goes on and on. They basically took a whole bunch of studies, and I'm going to get you the number before the program's over, and they analyzed them, and they basically showed that if there's an exposure to fluoride in the drinking water, especially in, malnourished children, that there is a measurable decrease in the intelligence of that child. Well, there's a lot of other things going on. It's not just about their whether or not they have trouble in school. It's a lot of other problems. You know, the joints and the thyroid. You know, the obesity problem you hear everybody talking about. Well, you know, it has to do with the fact that we're basically swallowing a milligram. And the dentist might say, oh, that's just a little tiny bit. No, a milligram is a whole lot, and that. You know, they say, oh, it's a little tiny bit, but it's not. It's a whole lot. And so when you take into your body a milligram of a poison, then it basically damages your body for a milligram's worth. You know, if you took two, it'd be... So what if you happen to be a baby? You take into your body a liter of water every day in the form of formula. If you're a bottle-fed baby, you're drinking your weight in water every 3 to 4 days. Well, you figure that out. What if you were a big guy like me? I weigh 100 kilograms. And so if I were to drink 100 kilograms of water every 3 to 4 days, look at the dose. And that's what they absolutely, utterly refuse to do, is they will not consider the exposure, total exposure, from water for an infant. And then there's the other aspect, total exposure from all sources. And so you've got your friendly dentist putting mercury fillings, not mercury fillings in, but plastic fillings in that leak fluoride. That you've got your school nurse painting the children with 25 to 50,000 parts per million fluoride sealants that basically leak or varnish that leaks fluoride into that child's saliva and goes right down the throat and into the system and into the brain. So you know, you've got the school rinse program where you've got the school nurse or the teacher dispensing a deadly poison in a little capsule or a little jar there. You're supposed to swish it around and spit it out. And they wonder why the kids can't learn to read and write. I mean, I went to a one-room schoolhouse. There was no child in that schoolhouse that could not read and write. And I know because at every day you had to stand up and you had to read a passage of, you know, see Gene run, see Dick run, you know, yada, yada, yada. And so we could all learn to read and write, but we were on well water. We didn't have silicone fluoride added to our water supply. And that's the other half of the story. It's not fluoride. It's silicone fluoride that's added to 91% of the water supplies in the United States. 91%. And that the others are sodium silicone fluoride, which is, you know, you can make it from silicone fluoride, and they do it to make a dry feed as opposed to a wet feed. But I'm getting technical here. The issue is there's no moral reason why any government on this planet should be dosing the citizens of the country with a chemical that's known to harm people. And that you can have all the dentists in the world claiming, oh, it's safe and effective and blah, 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 but ask them for the data.
And I think the scientific studies are there. Unfortunately, we have the Internet. You can go up on the Internet, and you'll find conflicting approaches. But I said you'll find a great deal of information to verify exactly what Dr. David Kennedy is saying. And I can tell you that I've been to the scientific literature on this subject, and basically there's no question at all. We're poisoning our children and destroying their minds and your grandchildren. And if you're not going to look into this, then, of course, if when the complications come up down the road, why, of course, you have nobody to blame but yourself. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Go right ahead, David.
Yeah. Well, Troy identified 27 studies. Out of more than 35 that were eligible, and that they were ones that had controlled for other things that are known to harm children's brains, you know, like the arsenic and lead, and you know, and you know what's interesting is even the education level of the parents, and that if the parents don't take care of the children and pay attention to them and help them raise you know their educational standards, and yeah, there's a harm there, and so they identified all those things as best they could, and these are Chinese studies. Why? Because in the United States, we don't care, we ignore all this data. We have huge computers and gobs of data, and you call up your state and ask them where's their fluoride in the water supply, and they'll say we don't know. You could call up the Department of Endemic Disease Control in China, and they can tell you every well in every community. And people have individual wells, so they got the level of fluoride measured at the person's house. And so why don't we care? It's because it would be harmful to the industries that are polluting our country with fluoride, and that there are industries that leak fluoride, and that they are, you know, places like cracking columns for gasoline, cement factories, brick factories, kilns that fire blazes and materials like that. Welders often end up fluoride poisoned because of the flux. That fluoride is a very useful element. It is a powerful substance that you can use in pharmaceuticals. The post office workers that were they feared were exposed to anthrax. We're given an antibiotic. It's a fluoroquinone. Whenever you hear fluoro, like a fluoroquinone, Cipro, that they had taken it for over a month. If you read the package insert, it says take it for no more than 1 week or consult your physician. So they prescribed it for 3 or 4 months, and these people became crippled. Why? Because there's a huge dose of fluoride with pharmaceuticals. Almost all of your psychoactive pharmaceuticals contain large amounts of fluoride. If you go to a hospital, you're going to get a general anesthetic. The halothane, fluorothane, those all contain fluoride. There are even examples of children that had some horrible birth defect at birth, and then they had a general anesthetic so they could correct the cardiovascular problem or whatever it was. and that they ended up with dental fluorosis as they matured into a young adult because of the fluoride coming out of their bones. So there's no question that there's a huge amount of fluoride in our society. The issue is, and I'm not saying they shouldn't have saved the child's life. I'm saying that there's no reason for tankers and ships to come from Mexico, China, Japan, Florida, Belgium, all over the world, bringing this horrible substance to put in our water supply. That's the problem. Not the fact that we're exposed to fluoride from a lot of other different sources. The problem is we've got a government program to help industry dispose of their excess fluoride. And that's the problem, is because they're not going to say, oh, well, we're sorry, we were wrong, and we're going to quit doing this. No, they've got a job. They're going to go ahead and earn their salary and their nice retirement pay and all that to continue to do the job that you're paying them to do.
But I think the important thing is, David, that basically if you work for the government and you know what you're doing, you don't dare speak out. I know I've talked to Betty Martini, as she's been... that's on aspartame, but I've talked to other people who certainly who have been working with this fluoride issue, and basically, I mean, the government employees are afraid to tell. They know that the fluoride is poisoning, but if they actually come forward and reveal this, they can lose their job and their pension and come under tremendous pressure. Is that true?
But many already have, and you know, but they sleep better at night. Is it courage is a rare commodity. It is what made this country strong in the first place. It's what's lacking today, is that courage comes from the heart. It comes from within. And it says, I'm doing right because I believe in my country. I believe in doing right. And that if you don't have courage, if you have a spaghetti heart that, you know, quivers and shakes when somebody says, oh, I'm going to report you, then you go ahead and destroy the country that has made you the person you are today. And that's what's happening. Is the public health department, I was at a meeting. I went across the United States to talk to the hygienist, the dental hygienist of Maine. And at the annual meeting there in Augusta, Maine, one of the ladies putting the meeting on, she asked just a rhetorical question. How many people in this room work or have worked for the United States Public Health Service? 25% of the ladies in that room, and there were only two men, but you know, 25% of them had worked or do work for the United States Public Health Service. And that means that the government, the federal government and the state government, own the dental profession. That's what the problem is.
And basically, of course, they control the dental schools. The average dentist doesn't really understand. Do you think there is any growing awareness on the part of our dentists of the danger? I know certainly some of them are backing away from mercury and fillings, but what about the danger of water fluoridation? Do you think any of the dentists are really understanding what's going on? Are we having impact in the dental profession?
We are, but we aren't. Is the courage is the thing lacking? Is the dentist so afraid that the dental society will accuse them of being less than perfect or something like that, so they won't step up and tell what they really think?
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime. And many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
With a dentist. They have to practice independently.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest today is Destiny Dr. Joseph David, Dr. David Kennedy, who certainly has been on the front lines of this battle for many years, trying to educate people about, first of all, the fact that there was mercury sitting in the fillings and was poisoning the people. But even more than that, of course, the danger of water fluoridation. Certainly, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, why, we hope that you give us a call. Now, you have to understand that probably about 67% of the water in the United States is fluoridated, and 90% of that is fluoridated with hydrofluorosilicic acid. And basically, this is far more dangerous than simply a sodium fluoride. And basically, of course, David was saying he actually spent tens of thousands of dollars trying to put a system into his home so he would be able to shower without being, of course, besieged with fluoride. What happened?
Well, you know, I had a guy that said, oh, I got this system worked for ever and ever. And I said, well, fine, let's put a gallon counter on it. I'll measure it. And it failed in 3 months. And, you know, he said, oh, well, you know, we need to do it this way. And so as they reconstituted, he said, oh, San Diego has such hard water, blah, blah, blah. And so they redid it, and it failed again. So, you know, we keep doing it. I mean, we got better the second time. We got twice as many gallons. But it's almost impossible to take the stuff out of the water once it's in. And that's the real tragedy of the deal. But think about it. What if you have your kids in a swimming pool in the summer? They're sitting soaking in the stuff. It goes right through the skin. What if you like to swim as an exercise? Well, it goes right through your skin. What if you have a hot tub and you like to have a cocktail in the evening and sit there and enjoy the sunset? Oh, it goes right through your skin. So when you put something in the water, what if you want to drink a beer? Well, when you put something in the water, the beer company is going to use the tap water to make a beverage. And so it ends up in Coca-Cola, soda pop. Somebody sent me an email the other day that I told them how to buy the little tester. It's only $300 or $400, and that they started measuring cereals because, you know, the Wheaties and Sugar Puffs and Post Toasties and all these things have fluoride in it. Why? Because they're made in Florida communities, and that the fluoride stays in the dehydrated product. So, you know, the cereals are basically grains that are ground up and made into little flakes or whatever you're eating, and then they dehydrate it. They take the water away. That leaves the fluoride behind. So we find 10 times more fluoride in the cereal than was in the water that was used to make it. And so everything that's instant or out of a box or a can is going to have fluoride in it. And that's the problem when you put chemicals in the water supply that A, don't leave, and B, harm the population. So, you know, they say, oh, well, you know, there's a bone cancer rate that's pretty high in non-Florida areas too. And that's true. But it's not high in areas of the world that don't have fluoride exposure. It's high in areas that do have fluoride exposure. That's the problem. And why bone? Because bone is where fluoride accumulates. And your body has no use for fluoride, so it parks in the bone. So you end up with joints that go bad. You know, past President Bush had a knee replaced the other day. Why? Well, Washington, D.C. is fluoridated, so they make him coffee with the D.C. water. You know, he's in Texas. Texas has a lot of fluoride in the water, natural fluoride. No amount of fluoride is good for you.
All right, let's go to Tim is calling us from Albany, New York. Hi, Tim. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, hi. How you doing? The question is, does reverse osmosis, like the water machines that they have in supermarkets and things that go through, you know, like a five-step filtration plus the reverse osmosis, will that take the fluoride out?
No, and yes, it'll lower it, and it does not take it all out. And the trouble is that there are a huge number of sources of exposure other than the water you drink. And that's the problem, is it's not your lips. It's your shower. It's your coffee. It's your, if you have eat spaghetti out of an Italian restaurant, you're going to get fluoride in everything you eat. So as long as you allow, and you sit back and say, well, I'm going to protect myself, as long as you allow the program to continue where we adulterate the water with chemicals, then you're going to basically be living in a country that has poisoned children.
And Tim, basically, of course, we're poisoning our kids. They know what they're doing. This is not imaginary. This is real. And we have four tape sets. You can call us at 1-800-544-8927. We get our four tape set on fluoride. We've got DVDs on fluoride. We've got books on fluoride. You must understand this is being totally suppressed because the media is controlled. Do you listen to our program regularly?
Yes, I have also had a quick question for you. Maybe it'll have to be
hold on, after the break. Hold on, thought. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Hang on.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Right back here in just a moment with Dr. Kennedy. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Tim calling from Albany, New York, asking about fluoridated medicines and you know, are they safe? Well, of course, David's pointing out this. That basically, we're being given fluoride at every turn. People are making a lot of money on this, and it's doing irreparable harm. Tim, anything else you wanted to ask before we let you go?
Well, from listening to your program about guests and your comments about fluoride, Dr. Stan, so I guess there's a lot of it's about dumbing down, right?
Well, first of all, these things are going on because we have been dumbed down, but they're destroying our minds. They're destroying the minds of our children. They're destroying our health. And they know what they're doing. They are evil and wicked people. Go ahead.
So the only other question I have tonight, maybe your guests would know, because we were talking about, you know, the reverse osmosis trying to take out the fluoride, and he said that it would just be reduced. But I've also heard that the reverse osmosis, if you drink, you know, a lot of that water and stuff, that it can leach the calcium and minerals out of your bones and teeth. I don't know if your guests would know about that.
That's not correct. I drink distilled water, you know, and my joints are better now than they were when I started drinking distilled water. So the distilled water has no fluoride in it. So rainwater, unless you live near a cement factory or something like that, has no fluoride in it. And if you think about it, humans for millions of years drank water that was on the surface. Surface water is low in fluoride. It's well water. Is it like in Colorado, where there's decomposed granite in the soil that is high in fluoride? So basically the human being evolved over millennia to drink surface water, because you're not going to go dig a hole in the ground until you invent a shovel.
Well, basically, David, we have a well. It's about 160 feet here in California. Should we be concerned about the contamination of that oil, of that well?
Not unless you're up the valley in Monterey where the children got poisoned at the trailer park.
No.
Is it the earth crust? Looks like a fudge ripple. Remember the ice cream where they put fudge in it, and there was a little layer here and a little layer there, but it wasn't the whole thing. And that's what the earth crust looked like. So what you have to do is drill a well and then measure it, and then, because you might run into it. I was surprised that there was high fluoride in Monterey, but there was, and that there was high fluoride in Dighton, Kansas, where my uncle was raised, and you know, but that's the decomposed granite from the Rocky Mountains. So there are little pockets of fluoride around on the planet, and they poison the people that live in that area. But it's not universal. Generally, if it comes out of the sky in the form of rain, it's low in fluoride, unless you're in, you know, China where it's polluted, or near a cement factory or something. So, yes, I would I'd drill a well and measure it. That's what I tell people. It's not that hard to measure fluoride.
All right, fine. Thank you very much. Anything else, Tim, before we let you go?
So I guess the reverse osmosis, you know, water and the stuff that goes through, you know, like a five-step filtration process, including that, it's fine. It's very pure.
Better drinking the tap water by a long shot.
Okay, yeah, so it's no problem.
Thanks very much, Tim. Our telephone number is again is 1-888-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they're poisoning the American people. They're poisoning our children, and they know exactly what they're doing. And if you have the courage to stand up and try to get the information out, you'll be viciously attacked and vilified. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, that's all they do, though, that they're cowards. All it does is take a little courage to stand up. As a dentist, I always opposed, from the early 80s on, mercury and fluoride, and that because I used science to oppose it, they would not counterattack. They'd say, oh, he's a nut. He thinks mercury's bad. Well, I got a dictionary, and so it doesn't really. I mean, yeah, they may attack you. So what? I mean, sticks and stones may break my bones, but that's all they do. They don't have any science to support their point of view. They have gobs of industry. They have lots of people that will endorse it. But endorsement is not the same as science. Science has numbers, data, numbers. They've got research. And so what they do is even this choice study, Broadbent, dummied up a completely stupid study of just a few children and said, see, it didn't harm them. Well, but he didn't control for anything else. He didn't even control whether they, like your caller, took fluoride tablets. If you live in a fluoride community and you drink the water, is that any different than living in a non-fluoride community and taking fluoride tablets? I don't think so. And so he didn't even control for that. He didn't even separate the two groups. So that's what they do. That's called a dummied up study. And it's not a valid study by anybody's standards. You can get it published in all the dental journals because they don't know the difference between a good study and a bad study. They just publish anything that supports their opinion. And that's basically what Socrates said brings evil into society, is opinion.
Well, let me just point out that we have certainly, I think, two or three DVDs, which were made by a fellow named Dr. David Kennedy.
He's a great guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he sure is. And these are excellent. They're available through Radio Liberty. You need to get these DVDs. You need to watch them. And you need to get the information out. And then, of course, we have an excellent 4-CD set on water fluoridation. We have my talk. Given on water fluoridation and population control, they know exactly what they're doing. Certainly, we have a certain air for CD, primary our DVD on Agenda 21, the covert plan, where we get into water fluoridation. All of this information is readily available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. So if you need information, give us a call, but understand they're poisoning your children. They're poisoning your grandchildren. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. What sort of response has there been from across America with this new study coming out of Harvard?
Well, it caused a lot of people to take another double look because who are the authors? And it's funny. You can have the best data in the world, but if the author is not somebody that's well known, then they say, well, it's just that unknown author. But Choi is a Chinese lady. Sin Guifan is the fellow that invited me to China back in 1999 to make the video or documentary called China's Battle with Tripping Water. It's on my YouTube channel. And then Dr. Granjean, who is well known as a researcher in mercury and how it damages children's brains. And so Dr. Granjean coined the term chemical brain drain, and that it's not one thing. It's the combination of mercury fillings in the children's teeth, mercury in vaccines, fluoride in the water, silica fluoride in the water, fluoride-releasing fillings, fluoride-releasing drugs, fluoride-releasing drops and tablets, et cetera, et cetera. And all of these things are basically making, you know, they've even had to change the standards for the SAT test and lower it so that the kids can get in college because they are not scoring as good as their grandparents did. What does that tell you? Are we going to be able to invent the next Google engine or the next, rocket to the moon or whatever? No, they can't even figure out how to get to the 7-Eleven. So it's damaging our country. It's damaging the future of the world, really. Is we're the engine that drives the world forward, that they're intentionally poisoning this engine.
They absolutely are. David, how can people get to your website and get your information?
My website is YouTube, is David Kennedy DDS. If you put in David Kennedy with two N's and DDS, dog, Sarah, that, like a dentist, that you've got my YouTube. I've got 30, 35 programs there. And you can go to my new feature-length documentary. It's called Fluoride Gate. And it's actually not about fluoride. It's about the government cover-up of the problem. In 1989, they showed that fluoride caused cancer. And, so they spent the next 20 years damning the poor guy that discovered that. So, his crime was writing a memo that says, for the first time in my experience that rats were exposed to less than humans are. So, anyway, that's Fluoride Gate. It's an interesting documentary, and I'm actually I'm getting better acclaim in Europe than I am in the United States.
Well, basically, unfortunately, they have certainly much less media control in Europe than they have here. Let's go to Lawrence, who's calling us from Santa Cruz. Sydney, Lawrence, you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I do. Good evening, gentlemen. I was wondering if distilling water bypasses or takes out the fluoride.
Distilling water removes 100% of the oils, the pesticides, the lead, the heavy metals, and the fluoride that's in the water. When you end up with distilled water, if you do a double distilled water and then run it through a carbon filter, when you're all done, then you end up with H2O, which is basically what I think you should be drinking. I have a distiller in my house that provides water in all of the locations where you'd need to cook or prepare foods or drink. And I, there are people who say, distilled water, blah, blah, blah. Show me the data. There is no research showing that drinking distilled water is harmful to you at all.
And let me point out, Lawrence, here in Santa Cruz, why we do not have the fluoride added to the water. And the one reason is because, of course, the people like myself on the right made common cause with people on the left and fought the establishment, the Santa Cruz Sentinel and the people who control our government. And we fought them to a standstill, so we do not have fluoridated water. We got a lot to be thankful for. Go ahead.
Well, that's what I was wanting to know. I've been always interested in distilled water. I've been drinking it most of my life here.
Okay, well, you keep right on drinking it, and thanks very much for anything else you want to say before we let you go.
No, thank you very much.
God bless.
Thanks for calling.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it's interesting to notice that they're much more concerned about this over in Europe. But, of course, we're destroying the very heart and soul and minds of our children and our grandchildren. And the average individual could not believe anything could be this evil, but it really is. Well, David, we've got about 5 minutes for you to wrap up the program. You go right ahead.
Well, let me first thank you for sharing your information with your listeners. It's because of people like you that I think the tide is turning. Is it there? We need to keep pushing at the wheel because there's forces of evil are pushing the other way. But because of your programs, Dr. Stan, and your DVDs and such, that the public is becoming more and more aware of the fact that you cannot trust the information that comes out of industry-controlled government agencies. And that's what the FDA is. It's a government agency that's controlled by the industry they're supposed to regulate. And I have lots of faith in the American people. They're good people. They love their children, and that they will do what they can to make this country strong. And that's who I'm talking to. I could care less about whether or not it's recommended by the FDA or the ADA or the some dum-dum DA. It doesn't make any difference to me. It makes differences that if it's harming the children, they need to stop it. If I were sitting out on the front of my house beating on a baby in a carriage with a metal rod, that every neighbor in the house around me would come out and knock me down to the ground, take that stick away from me, perhaps hit me with the stick. That's no different than what the government is doing to every child in this country. Is it that by putting a chemical in the water, it is damaging that child. No different than some bum with a stick banging on the baby carriage. It is just as harmful, if not more so. And so people need to find into their hearts a little courage, stand up, tell the truth, and say, if I don't want it in my water, stop it. And that's what I'm calling on them to do, is stand up and protect your country.
Hey, Matt, we've got Kurt calling from Monterey. Hi, Kurt. How are you doing?
Fine. I assume.
Is this a curse you used to be over here in Santa Cruz many years
ago? Sure is.
Okay, go right ahead.
In Santa Cruz, I enjoyed non-fluoridated water, but now that I'm in Monterey and Salinas, I assume I'm getting fluoride down here, right?
No.
I'm not certain. I think
Monterey hasn't fluoridated yet.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, well, wonderful. What about Salinas?
I don't know.
Okay. That's great. Well, thank you.
Anything else you want to know?
Well, yeah, if I'm on the road and I stop to get water someplace,
is there
safe bottled water, if they don't have distilled water, is there safe bottled water to get that isn't somebody else's fluoridated tap water?
Yeah, stuff from France, Evian.
Okay, from France.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very, very much.
Okay, fine. We'll go right ahead, David.
I think I said what I need to say is that, you know, that just tell your listeners to reach into their hearts and say, what am I going to do for my country today? Figure out some way you can bother the people that are putting the fluoride in there, and to bother them by writing them a letter. You know, if you write your city council person, say, you know, I'm sensitive to fluoride. I don't want it in my water. How can I avoid it? Let them answer that question.
And ladies and gentlemen, my suggestion is just ask people, why are they fluoridating the water when fluoride's a deadly poison? Why, Sydney, are they fluoridating the water all across the country when all the scientific studies show that it hurts children? Ask four or five people every single day that question, and if they give you a blank answer, tell them where to go on the internet to find the answers for that. And as they begin to understand that there is an organized effort to poison our children, I would hope that more and more people would join us in this epic struggle. Parting thought, you've got about 2 minutes to wrap up the program for us.
Parting thought is that we need to work together to make this happen, and that, you know, that there are videos that you've got available, Dr. Stan, and the Fluoride Gate is available on the internet, or you can buy DVDs and send them out to all your relatives and friends, and you know, if you've got grandchildren, send it to them. These are powerful tools. I wrote a book on the subject, but, you know, most people can't read. Well, why can't they read? I don't know. But it takes time. But the video is much easier to cover the topic, same information, in a very short amount of time. So basically the information that I'm sharing with the public is available on videos, and I don't make any money from it, because I'm doing it because I think it's my obligation. And I really, really appreciate you having me on the program, Stan, so that we can share with your listeners what we need to do to make our country stronger and healthier. And
we're going to continue doing this as long as God gives us the breath and the ability to do it. Our guest has been Dr. David Kennedy. Dr. David Kennedy, go up on the internet. You can find his material. If you'd like to get his DVDs, call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Could it really be true that the poisoning is absolutely? What are you going to do about it? But if you do nothing, you'll have nobody to complain about when we lose America. Good night, David. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Tan. Good night.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and certainly we hope you enjoyed the conversation with Dr. David Kennedy. We do carry his DVDs. We carry his book. We have a four CD set on this. We have a great deal of information on this in my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. So basically, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We have a whole stable full of books on water fluoridation. And what you want to do is just start asking people as you meet them, why are they poisoning our water? And most people look at you a little surprised. And then just talk to them very, very briefly about the danger of water fluoridation and suggest that they tell others about this and tell them where they can get the information on this. But fortunately, you can go up on the internet, you can find this latest Harvard study and ask them, if that's really true, why wasn't this on the front page of your local newspaper pointing out that they're poisoning your children and your grandchildren? We need a coordinated effort, and we need you involved. I can only reach a certain number of people with our radio stations, and even though we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week, we can't reach the number of people, but you can, and the people that you can talk to can. And so join us in this epic struggle to try to educate people, and of course they poison us in so many ways, certainly by the lead, certainly that's in the hydrofluorosilicic acid that so many of the children are taking, certainly the mercury in the fillings, certainly the poisons in the coloring and various substances in our food supply, the bisphenol, which is used to line every tin can in America contains bisphenol, which is a poison. And we could go down the line with certainly all the other things that they're doing, GMO foods. But we need your help, and you can actually reach people just by asking them questions, try to get them to read, try to get them to think, try to get them to get up on the internet and tell them, look, the information is there. But you're never going to hear about it because of the degree of control that exists today or what the American people think and believe. Now, believe me, some people will sort of scoff at you, but there are others who increasing numbers knows that something's wrong. This latest article, it's just this last week in Newsweek magazine, about conspiracies. You can find it on the internet. And when they did a poll of intelligent people, they found that 23% believe suddenly that there is a conspiracy of some sort. Now, this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we are dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, to try to educate people. And we do have listeners not only across America, but we found out just today the number of people we have over there in England, in Birmingham, who listen to our programs there. But we need your help so we can continue doing what we're doing. We need financial support, and so you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can certainly buy the books that we offer, the CD sets we offer, the items. You can find them on the internet at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. If you'd like to get a free catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. But we need, of course, you to, and your family to join together with us in this epic struggle. If you're not in a position to help us financially, then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please certainly pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're involved in an epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. And we'll be back, hopefully, with you tomorrow evening at the same time. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
A land that's free. Let us all be grateful.